So if these things are presented clearly, logically, step by step, it's very straightforward to understand about the existence of future lives. So what do we use? We use the nature and function of the mind. So because no one in our society knows about the nature and function of the mind, that's why they don't know about the existence of future lives. So the singular most important thing that will reveal eventually the entire path to enlightenment that modern society needs to learn is the nature and function of the mind. I would say, you know, this our role. So Geshe-la says, if we understood the nature and function of our mind correctly, we would clearly understand the existence of future lives. We often say, my mind, but if someone were to ask us, what is your mind? We would have no correct answer. This is because we do not understand the nature and function of the mind correctly. So, you know, even though we use the word mind in our society a lot, nobody knows what it is correctly because it's never taught anywhere. You know, if mind is ever mentioned in a class, in an article, normally there's a cross section of somebody's head and a diagram of the brain. And the article is about the mind. Therein lies the problem. If ever you see, actually we should look for these things. Whenever you see an article on the mind, there'll be an image of the brain. So that's because modern society is confused. So all of us, we need to contemplate this wonderful explanation coming from Buddha. The mind is by nature something that is empty like space. So it has no form. It's empty like space. So between you and me is space. So it's empty like space. Mind. You can't see it. It has no form. The mind is something that by nature is empty like space, always lacking form, shape, color. So Geshe-la says empty like space because in this space, the space between you and me, this space in the temple, if we were to just sit here, I could teach all night until dawn, this space would become light. And if I kept going, it would become dark again because space can be light or dark. But mind always lacks form, shape, color. So when you have an instruction like that, you need to get an image. Mind lacks form, shape, color. And we sort of get a bit of a furrowed brow because you're like, we're not used to imagining something with no form, no shape, no color. So what's it like? It's empty like space. But this empty-like space has huge power. So its nature is empty-like space, always lacking form, shape, color. So we say The mind is empty. The mind is empty. But it is not correct to say that the mind is emptiness. So this is very interesting, this section. What is the difference between empty and emptiness? It's a huge difference. What's the difference between empty and emptiness? Because the mind is empty, but it's not correct to say the mind is emptiness. So, if we realize emptiness, emptiness is such a kind, holy object. When we realize emptiness directly, all our suffering ceases forever. It is our refuge, emptiness. So Geshe-la says, if we realize emptiness directly, we will attain permanent liberation from all the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. There is no greater meaning than this. So this is the goal to which we direct our life, realizing emptiness directly. That is the main aim, so that we can become permanently free from suffering and guide others to that same state. Our entire life is focused on that aim, to realize emptiness directly. So emptiness has great meaning, Geshe-la says. It is the real nature of things. It is a very profound and meaningful object. So we must know this, that our aim with our precious human life is to realize emptiness directly. And in this tradition, that isn't difficult, because Geshe-la teaches us how to gather all the inner conditions through our service and devotion, till our mind is so ready to realize emptiness.